What we have established is we like stupid puns.
Yeah. Aww.
That's...
Yeah.
I know.
Try to deny it all you want, Jenna, but that was a stupid pun. You loved it.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Greetings, Apropos, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Nothing Podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
What are we drinking?
Hey, what are we drinking?
No, I refuse.
We are all in the office or in the laboratory together, and yet we are still somehow out of sync.
We're out of syncs?
We should have let that sink in.
Oh, no.
I hate this. I hate the world that we live in.
Can I please drink my drink? What are we drinking so that I can drink? James, you're the one that poured it. What are we drinking?
I took a moment to remember.
The box is behind you. It's right there. It's right there.
Okay, we're drinking Akintoshin Three-Wood.
Jesus
Christ, James. Fuck.
I tried to remember if I had done the smart thing and left it out. And
it's right there.
It is. Behind me.
Oh, well, I just had a sip, so fuck you guys. As soon as we said the words, I was like, great.
Yep.
I need it now.
This is Akintoshin Three-Wood, one of my favorite scotches. I really beautiful. Like this one.
It's just, it's got that that beautiful somehow mellow front that also hits you.
It's almost lemony. Nice.
Yeah, there's
it's like a citric brightness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! I haven't had this before. That's delicious.
Oh, yeah, this is very good.
Have you not?
No.
Oh God, I have been remiss. This is absolutely one of my favorite.
Oh, maybe we should do scotches this month.
Mm. All
right.
As long as we've started with one.
Sure, why not?
I have one I can bring.
Well.
Yeah. Off you go.
Great.
Well.
All right.
No,
you're getting your own ride.
God damn it! Fucking the Uber's going to be crazy.
No, you're coming back with the scotch.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. He has a headache.
Opposite problem.
He will if he has too much of the scotch.
But
anyway, it's a delight, and I'm sad that you have not had it before, but also delighted that now you have.
I'm glad to share this experience.
I am absolutely going to be visiting this distillery when we are in Scotland.
Yes.
Hell yeah!
That is my plan. Mm.
Love it.
Indeed. So I have been up to, since nobody wanted to ask.
I was really hoping you were going to ask. God damn it.
But you always go first.
I don't always go first.
Well, I always go last, so I'm going to go first.
I'll tell you in a series of incredibly long and boring stories.
Basically, we just don't want James to go last.
Yes.
Okay, James, go first.
All right. So,
Jesus.
All right, he's done. That was his chance. That was his chance to talk.
Yep.
All right.
I've been 3D printing stuff and doing more 3D print design.
What kind of 3D printing stuff have you been doing?
What kind is it?
Well, like in particular. Okay.
No, keep going.
I'm not
going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is it should, even though it is a 3D printer, it should be a 4D printer because it is printing in time.
But it doesn't print the time, it uses the time.
But it is printing through time.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just printed all at once. It is printing throughout this period of time. So it is printing in four dimensions.
There's a process, and the process takes time.
Does that mean that regular printers are 3D printers?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Well, way to kill my laughter, Salsa. Good job.
We just busted this thing wide open.
You heard it here first.
My child bought organization boards that go up on the wall, and you put the little hooks on them.
Oh, sure.
They're the little pegboards, but they're
the holy boards.
They've got slots.
Yeah.
He thought that these were the IKEA ones. They're not. They're a knockoff. So the regular hardware, and especially the hardware that we would get from an IKEA,
is the wrong size. Yeah,
won't work at all.
I had a date like that once.
And then looking at the back, I was like, oh, there's some extraordinarily specific mounting hardware that should have been included. And we looked through the thank you bag full of assorted pieces that came with it, and they weren't. So for the first time that I've ever done this, I took measurements of an object that already exists in order to design something to fill that particular niche.
Sure. To solve a problem.
Yeah. To solve a problem of an incredibly specific size.
Yep.
And it took me 3 revisions. It fit perfectly the first try, but it didn't have enough friction to stay.
Okay.
This is entirely sexual.
I mean, it is now.
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't enough friction, so I had to make it bigger.
Yeah.
Have you had this experience?
I have.
Yeah.
Many times.
You know that friction is not inherently sexual.
But making it bigger is.
Yes. That's fine.
Because it didn't... It fit, but it didn't really fill it satisfactorily. So...
Yeah.
The second Bouch did a better job. And then
The second one really does do a better job.
I realized that it occupied too much of the slots.
Oh, I've seen that.
So
porn.
you couldn't get anything else in there. They would block it.
Right.
Yeah.
They would
block the objects trying to enter the slots.
Right.
And
although, like, you can get creative, but
stretch a little. Sure.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing, is getting creative and printing his own.
That's true.
That's true. So made a third adjustment, and they print, they work. They're fantastic. And we needed 16 of them. Which is a lot of anything.
That is a lot of anything.
So but they're
not that many. Like grains of rice, 16's not that many.
Whenever I want to eat 1,000 of something.
it's a lot of something if you have to try to find all 16 of them off of a kitchen floor.
He made gross generalizations.
That context is important.
Yeah.
He made gross generalizations, and I always hate that.
You're a gross generalization.
Thank you.
He's a gross general.
He's just gross.
And you're generally gross.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you mean.
I outrank you. That's all I know.
Oh, God. God damn it. That was gross. Wow. Yeah, okay. Continue with your story.
All right.
Oh, God.
So, that was the one that I'm sure got the listeners, too.
What have I done?
They were laughing until just now.
you assume a lot if you think they were laughing up until that point.
Yeah, that's also fair. So, but no, I was so pleased that I have developed this talent now, that I can look at something that's missing pieces, and I can create pieces for that thing.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool. And what that means is that now I could potentially design systems that mesh together, which is exciting.
That's very cool.
Friday, I went to a place called Smash Park, which...
I had a date like that once.
I'll bet you did. Your name was on the bathroom wall. So the...
Only one? Damn.
It was an outdoor bathroom.
God damn it. Don't make me spill my awkward one.
So they have a lot of different like micro sports there. They've got pickleball, they have a duck pin bowling, and they have axe throwing, but it's like not regular axes. Okay. Great. But then they have a little arcade, and that was where I spent the bulk of my time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never played pickleball, and I want to.
I haven't either, and I don't. No, I haven't either. I'm curious about it, but yeah, it just...
I want to try it. I feel like...
It feels like slightly larger ping pong.
Yeah, that's why I'm interested, actually.
Huh.
Little known fact, my mother was a ping... I'm sorry, a table tennis champion.
Ooh. Did you play Forrest Gump?
No.
No, that was Tom Hanks.
Yeah. God damn it. It was the speed on that one, James. It wasn't funny, you know, but the speed of that was pretty good.
Did he say something? I wasn't listening.
It was actually clever. I liked it.
Let's not say things we can't take back.
Oh, I can take that back anytime. And I have.
And
repeatedly.
She has. Yeah.
But no, she... No, she actually was like her school's champion and did some other table tennis stuff. But yeah, she's just real good at it.
If I may, serious question.
Okay,
is there a difference between ping pong and table tennis, or is it just
no fucking idea?
I don't believe so.
Let's find out.
It might be how you hold the paddle.
Mm-hmm. Might be. So there's a what is the movie I'm thinking of? Just came out. Marty Short. Marty Surprise. Marty something. Supreme.
Marty Supreme.
Marty Supreme is basically about the same kind of concept, actually.
I don't know anything about it.
Wait, is that the one? I think that's the one. Yeah, like. He's trying to be a famous a ping pong or table tennis player.
Huh.
And there are championships and everything.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I do remember Douglas Adams talking about traveling to China and saying that they hold their ping pong paddles the way that we hold our cigarettes, and they hold their cigarettes the way we hold our ping pong paddles.
I actually understood everything that just happened in that sentence.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Table tennis is a formal Olympic sport played with specialized rubber paddles, high-speed spin, and strict rules. Ping pong is the informal recreational or traditional version, often played with sandpaper paddles, slower speeds, and relaxed rules.
Okay.
While fundamentally the same, they differ mainly in intensity, equipment, and standardization.
Okay, so the table tennis part was important in all the... Okay, then.
Fencing booth is ping pong.
Yes, if we're lucky.
Strip saber fencing is...
Terminology, specifically the term ping pong was trademarked by Parker Brothers, forcing official organizations to adopt table tennis.
I see.
In the 1920s.
Fascinating.
Wow.
So table tennis is high intensity and usually formalized. Ping pong is focused on social casual play.
Okay.
Interesting. Awesome. They obviously haven't played with any of the pastors that I grew up with, because that's not ping pong.
No, it's then table tennis.
At that point, it would be table tennis. Yeah. Jesus Christ, those guys. It's like they had nothing to do but study God and play ping pong.
That sounds correct, actually. Hey, table tennis.
Mm-hmm. Table tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And diddle kids.
Don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Set me a table and the in the Lord's, presence of my tennis.
And the Lord saith, lo, here lieth my table.
Oh, God.
Playeth thou some tennis? Playeth not thou ping pong?
For it is too informal.
Pingeth not thy pong? For it is distasteful to the Lord.
Damn. It's,
And on the seventh day, he studied really fast because it was due tomorrow. All right. Good. Yeah.
Anyway.
Went to Smash Park, played in the arcade, had a wild time. I have never played one of those, the punching bag games.
Where you try to punch as hard as you can?
Yeah, you try to punch it, I guess, really hard and really fast.
I've only seen the ones where it's just one punch and you just try to punch.
It is. It's just one punch, but they, I guess, measure the force and also
the speed
of the punch.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, multiple punches.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. But, it's fine. I've also never done the like strength test mallet bell thing.
Sure.
I've always been curious about it.
You know there's one right
immediately next to the fencing booth.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Great.
The high striker.
Never been. Never done.
Really?
Yeah. It's not all the time at Valley Fair.
Five feet that way.
It is.
Yeah.
It super is.
Okay.
Have you ever done like the arm wrestling games or the?
I did do the grip strength games. Oh, yep. I love those. My favorite is the Uncle Fester one that that very gently electrifies you.
Oh yeah.
That explains so much,
doesn't it? You can tell, right?
Or just increases the charge until you let go, or
yeah.
Oh.
Or until the cabinet reaches the top light, and then it says,
"Oh, interesting."
You know,
I had.
How often did you get to the top light?
Always.
Yeah. Okay. See, yeah.
I had a chiropractor once where my back was really fucked up, and they put electrodes on my back that send little shocks in, and they basically like loosen your muscles.
Yeah, a TENS unit. Yeah,
yeah.
They do that for me too.
But he was just like, you know. Tell me, you know, I'm going to turn this up and tell me when to stop.
God. And it was just like, you, huh?
keep going. He's like, how about now? I was like, no, it's good. He's like, okay. Turns it up. How about now? He's like, no, it's fine. He's like, I'm going to stop there.
That is what I repeatedly did as well.
Did you tell him that you did sideshow stuff?
This was back in high school.
Oh.
Like, this was way before I did shit like that. I was destined.
So, yeah, this
that's
this
a, was
one of the
nice...
many signs along
yes,
the way.
Yeah, yeah, this was...
Okay.
And but then no, this is fine.
Staples.
This is fine.
Oh, he's like this thesaurus. Destined synonyms are fated or relegated.
Destined for stupidity.
Yeah. So
there's the name of your autobiography.
that's a really good name for an autobiography.
Yeah. Fucking like, great.
Yes.
For my memoirs.
Mm, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, they had a couple of different things. They had a shooting gallery game.
Ooh.
Where
I love shooting gallery games.
I usually do. Like, I love the police trainer games, and I love there was a PlayStation game called Point Blank that is super fun.
Okay.
I love that. But this one was fine. You lose if you run out of bullets or time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How do you regain bullets or time?
You don't.
I see.
You either reach the end of the stage, you've cleared all the targets before time or ammunition have run out.
Gotcha.
Or you don't.
Or you don't. Okay.
And it is...
So they give you 50 bullets and there's 45 targets, basically.
There are actually like 60 or 70 targets.
Okay. So you never reach the end of the stage.
Somebody could.
But if you don't regain bullets and there's not enough bullets for all of the targets, that's not possible.
There are enough bullets to sometimes get two targets at the same time.
So you have to get doublés.
You have to hit more than one with several of your shots.
Wow.
That's insane. Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I enjoyed playing it and I'm good.
And also,
I don't need more of that in particular. But yeah, had a good time at the arcade. Played a lot of skee ball, for example.
Love me some skee ball.
Mm-hmm. So then Saturday was the more relaxed birthday party. Same person. One of my partners was having the active evening, and then the sort of, you know, relaxed and very chill evening of playing board games at Lazarus Crow. Lodge of Lazarus Crow.
Yeah.
Which was nice. It was real calm and quiet. And then we had on Sunday, just a bunch of people came over unexpectedly, but it was all of the people that we refer to as our bonus kids.
Okay, sure.
Which, for Solf's reference, all of Vinny's friends that are roughly his age are our bonus kids because they come over to our place.
Sure.
It was really loud and very fun.
As it should be.
As it should be. Yeah. And he had a great time, which means a lot.
Aww.
Yeah. So, just an overall, a really nice weekend. Yeah. I have started playing Pokemon.
Pokemon Go or Pokemon...
Pokemon Silver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Silver and gold.
Jax has started playing Pokemon Gold. It's the first time that the two of us have played Pokemon together.
All right.
And they're very excited about it. This is my first, like, classic Pokemon game. Because I am told that the new ones are for babies. Is basically
well then
yeah as I was playing through it I was like okay I really get the hang of this, like I'm really good at this, and they were like
sure.
yeah it's pretty easy to be good at this one though, and I was like thank god. And that's I yeah had that conversation. I was like yeah it's I'm really glad that I started this with the one that was a much easier intro, because right. otherwise I'd be fucking lost right now. I would have no idea what anything is or how to get there.
My son mm-hmm. loves Pokemon. He yeah. has posters and stuff. He's in, and he watches the shows and he knows
gotcha.
Everything there is to know about mm-hmm. the Pokemon lore. Mm-hmm. And I know fuck all.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there exists a thing called Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'd always stayed away from turn-based games, other than, you know, like in-person board games and card games.
Oh, see, like Final Fantasy was my jam. Mm. Final Fantasy was all I would ever play from college until, you know, mm-hmm. not that until honestly until WoW became yeah. a thing. Like it was Final Fantasy. That's all I played.
I tried really hard to learn how to play them. And I just could not fucking grasp it.
Mm.
It just did not make sense to me.
To each their own, yeah, absolutely.
Until I played Pokemon Shield, and then that opened a door for me, and now...
And you were like, yeah.
Now it makes sense, so
Animal fights, that's what I'm into.
That's what's been missing, the death of small creatures.
Yep.
No,
like a cockfight?
I mean... Anyway.
Oh, he's been doing that for way longer.
Look, I've been fighting mine for a long time.
And occasionally winning.
Only very occasionally.
Oh, God.
So,
I'm so sorry.
You win when it throws up.
Oh. Then a lot. Yeah, okay. So.
It submits and it, you know, wilts under your grasp.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I don't.
It's got real dark somehow.
That salsa was involved. So,
yeah, that's fair. But playing Pokemon Shield fixed that, and I've been enjoying playing through Final Fantasies, and now I have the hang of Pokemon. Kind of. I'm sure that there's so much more to learn, especially on these classic ones.
Sure.
But we discovered that our 3DSs could be modded and that we could just put Pokemon on them.
Oh.
So that's what we've been doing. Because the eStore no longer exists. You can't buy things on there.
Sure. I saw a thing that I almost sent you and then was like, he probably already knows. Hmm? But it's basically a plug-in where you plug in Game Boy cartridges and so you can play it on your TV.
Oh,
we're using a Xbox controller.
That's fucking cool. Neat. I only know about the ones that you use on like the GameCube and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, the adapter cartridge. Yeah. No, this was just a little unit that you plugged in your Game Boy thing, and it would basically like a little a Roku or something like that. You plug it into your TV.
And you put the regular cartridges in there?
Yeah, just a little actual like Nintendo
cool.
Game Boy cartridges. Yeah. You plug those in and it would
go ahead and send that to me. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I'd have to find that again. Yeah.
I've got a tiny Game Boy that plugs into the TV.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, about this
is
just
a little cradle for the cartridge.
Gotcha. Huh. Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah.
Well then.
But that's what I've been up to.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have been getting sweet gains.
Oh?
So I, for the month of February, I told myself I was going to work out every day. Mm-hmm. I did not.
Mm-hmm.
But I did work out 21 out of 28 days, and that's pretty fucking good.
That is really good.
But I had a moment the other day, the last day of February, actually, where I looked over and... So I live in a house that has the built-in buffet, and on the back of the buffet is one of those super old, 100-year-old mirrors, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And I looked over into the mirror at one point on the buffet, and I could just see from, like, you know, chin down to, like, underbust, right? But I was leaning on something, so it was mm-hmm. my entire arm. Mm-hmm. And I looked, and I was like, is that a bruise on my arm?
Oh, shit.
And then I took a closer look, and I went, that's a shadow. I have...
You're ripped.
Arm definition.
That's fucking great.
I could not stop beaming about that. And it's not a lot.
Doesn't have to be.
I was just like, look, it's notable progress. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, look at that progress. Isn't that adorable? Like, I'm very, very excited and very proud. I love this for you.
That's fucking great. Strong work.
So, yeah. It was fun because my massage therapist had mentioned I hadn't been in 3 weeks, and then he was like, hey, you've been working out. I was like, I have been working out. So, like, it was noticeable to him first, but...
Fantastic work.
It's almost kind of a part of his job to have a good working knowledge of my muscles. So, yeah. But, yeah, like, that's really... I've been doing so much working out. I actually...
it would have been awful if you'd went in there and he was like, did you cut your hair? You're like, no, I'm buff now. What the fuck?
Oh, no, I have muscles.
Yeah.
I have my muscles.
Yes. Yeah.
But I saw a bunch of shows, which should surprise no one.
None at all. Yeah.
I saw Jester's comedy. I saw... fuck, I'm blanking on everything else that I saw.
I believe I understand.
Yeah.
I call on you in Jeopardy, and then you just hear a high-pitched whine in the back of your head.
Oh, God. My weekend, especially my Saturday, was so incredibly full. My Sunday was so full.
Hmm.
Sunday, I had...
Saturday was so full, it became Sunday.
It became Sunday. Sunday, I had, like, gym class, and then I had brunch with a friend, and then I went to a celebration of life, and then I had dinner with a friend, and then I saw a show with a friend. Oh, yeah, that's another show that I saw. Mm. Cole Serrar's Specular Fiction Hour.
Oh.
It was very interesting. Normally it's just storytelling, like
sure.
speculative fiction storytelling with music kind of underscoring the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of jazz clubby, but also very futuristic-y kind of vibe, right?
Huh.
And that is very cool. Yeah, this one was a few different artists that all collaborated together. And they were all black. And there was a didgeridoo involved, and there was, like, the storytelling was very sound-based.
Oh.
And there was one story that was a bit more linear, and the other one was very in-the-moment type thing, mm-hmm. and they played back and forth, and it was... Hmm. Oh, it was weird but cool, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, that did that. But I just like I went from thing to thing to thing to thing. And boy, if gym class hadn't been a part of that day, I wouldn't have worked out that day.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah. But I saw Jester's comedy on Friday, but beforehand I went to the gym.
Gotcha.
But I went to a different gym. So I'm part of Planet Fitness.
Yep.
But
you have memberships at a bunch of different places.
Well, I have the VIP membership, a.k.a. the black card, which is just... What? Why did you decide that you were going to name your VIP services the
I mean, a lot of black card, yeah, a lot of like, financial institutions have those, and it's not getting better. Is the thing is it's that's not making it better.
Nope.
Yeah.
But yeah, normally I'll work out with one friend on Monday in Hopkins, and another one on Tuesday in Southdale, and another one Thursday off of Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, last Friday I wanted to see a show in Fridley.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went to a Planet Fitness over there.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
I understand this.
Every gym has its own vibe.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Which is why I hate going to most of them.
I think the Hopkins ones might be my favorite because it's not as busy because it's in Hopkins.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the people there are very friendly. And one of the people behind the counter, I'm not sure if they have gender, and that's wonderful. Like, give me that kind of vibe. I was laughing about
something unrelated, but that's very cool.
Yeah. And Southdale's fine, and Lake is sometimes concerning, but mostly good. But I went to the Columbia Heights one.
Okay.
And it felt empty. It was very big.
Oh.
And it felt empty, and there were only dudes there.
Huh. And you feel like you're interrupting something.
It really, like, except that there wasn't anybody there, but the ones that were there were dudes. So it's like, I could just go to whatever machine I wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I still felt like I was in somebody else's space.
Yeah.
And it was...
I understand this feeling.
You're either already in the club, or you don't belong to the club.
Well, there's a specific level as a woman when you go to the gym.
Yeah.
Where you are looking for the other women.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there were none.
Yeah.
And that was considered... I was like, am I going to work out, or am I just going to go grab some McDonald's? Because fucking...
I know which one I'd choose.
I'm sure you do.
Both. Eating a cheeseburger while jogging.
No. But, yeah, and all of the machines. I wish I had that gym set up at one of my other gyms, because it was every machine.
Yeah.
Some of the tricep extenders, I can't find at most of the gyms. They're only at, like, one or two, but there was one there, and I'm like, well, fuck yeah. I want that gym set up.
Mm-hmm.
With my Hopkins people, you know, with that vibe.
Yep. Yeah.
So that was concerning.
I really like the people who work at most of the Planet Fitnesses, though.
Hmm.
I think most of my Planet Fitness employees have been pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Columbia Heights one, the people seemed fine. They weren't. Well, no.
No,
like,
I. Yeah.
Not Minnesota fine. Like, just...
Okay. All right.
She didn't say fine. It was interesting.
No, they were not interesting. They were fine. But...
They were not interesting and fine.
They're fine.
Oof.
They weren't super talkative or perky. They're just like, hey, cool. When I asked about the massage chair, they're like, this number... I'm like, cool. Like, it was very kind of transactional, but it wasn't mean. It was just, this is the thing you want. Have the thing you want. Salsa would have liked these people.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me unless absolutely necessary.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Except for that second part.
Yeah. So that was, oh, man. And there's a part of me that's looking at this entire past month being like, when did I become a gym rat? Why am I a gym rat? Yeah. Oh, God. Am I a gym rat? Shit.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too.
Fuck.
I need to be more of one, and I don't like it.
Well, if you want to come work out with me at any point, Salsa.
I really don't.
Yeah, well.
You could work out with me, but I talk the whole time.
I surely fucking don't.
Except in the bathrooms.
Except in the bathrooms, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the only place I'm comfortable talking.
I believe that.
Just treat me like I'm reading.
Okay. No, that's... I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, that was that's pretty much what I had to say, I think, this nice. Time around.
Strong work.
I have more later.
All right.
That didn't sound ominous at all.
Hey, Salsa.
I'll have more later.
What have you been up later. To? Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Make with the
I'm still the going booze. With a nice slow sip.
Oh,
what have you been up
I'm
to,
getting
Salsa?
Through this. I tapped my trees.
Yeah, you did. Ah, yeah.
For one green mana each.
I absolutely did, yes. Oh, there's not much left in that bottle.
Yeah, this might be it.
I'll have to get some more. No, I...
what a good
We sound. Are at that part of the season where it's time to make syrup. And syrup. So I have tapped my maple like I have in the past. And I, this year, decided to tap my birch tree.
Ooh, I love birch.
Yeah, I am very interested to see how that goes. This is a bit of an experiment. I've never tapped it before.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. but today was the first day since I tapped it that we have had temperatures that have swung, done that above and below swing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had made for the maple, I made two new spiles, because I had two spiles, and now I need four.
Right.
Two for the maple, two for the birch. Mm-hmm. So I made two new spiles and tapped those in the maple and came out this morning. And the tree around one of the maple spiles was just covered in sap.
Oh.
Which means it's leaking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, no, what's going on? So I looked in there, and I, like, poked at it, and I pulled it out, and the spile had gotten clogged, and, it had frozen inside the tree. And so it wasn't getting through the spile, so it was leaking out. So I was like, okay. So I popped that out, and I cleaned out the blockage from the spile and got the ice out of there and retapped the tree and got the bucket in there, and then it just started dripping like right away. It was going pretty good.
Nice.
It's like, right. Awesome. The other maple spile and the two birch were bone dry.
Oh.
So and I mean it's still early and you know the temperatures are still pretty low, so not terribly surprising.
Well, is it with birch syrup, isn't it like...
It's like 80 to 1.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, fucking 10 gallons to get a thimble.
It's 80 to 1. Yeah. The sugar maple is like 40 to 1, and the red maple, which I have, is like 50 to 1. It would take a lot of sap to get it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you're a lot of sap.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Came out after work, which was, like, you know, 7 hours later... the one bucket that had been flowing earlier that I had just cleaned the blockage from, that bucket was already almost half full.
Oh, wow.
That's a 2 gallon bucket.
Yeah.
And it was already almost half full. So that one was
that's
crazy.
That's nearly a gallon.
Almost, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Whereas the other one.
Good job, Matt.
The other one. But that one was kind of on the eastern side and got the morning sun. And then in the afternoon, the western, you know, the sun must have finally warmed up that part of the tree enough. I was starting to get sap coming out the other.
Nice.
The other maple one.
Mm-hmm.
Still nothing out of the birch, though.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Maybe it takes the birch a little longer.
It might take a little longer to wake up and do the thing. I don't know. I've never tapped a birch before. We will find out. And if nothing happens at all, no harm, no foul, whatever.
Right.
But if something does happen, awesome. I'm looking forward to finding out.
Fucking, I love birch.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I did, is I got some maple sap. And then, what else did I do? This weekend we had, went to see my daughter's musical. Her show.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. They did Newsies Junior.
Excellent.
Nice.
And they did a fantastic job. She absolutely nailed it, knocked it out of the park, and we were very, very proud of her.
Wonderful.
And her
some people from her hockey team and stuff like that were there.
Oh, that's so like good. So,
yay.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. And then she had her hockey end of year party on Sunday. And they all went bowling.
Cool.
And I realized at that moment in time that I had never taught my daughter how to bowl or either of my kids how to bowl. And I was like, I'm a terrible dad because this is one of those things that I should be doing.
I should take Vinny bowling.
Yeah.
Brent Lake Bowl. I literally, the last time I was there, I was standing by the bowling alleys, and one of the servers that knows me was like, oh, did you want to bowl? And I was like, you know, I honestly keep forgetting that you guys have bowling here.
As do I.
Should rename the place so that you remember.
I'm here for the theater or the bar.
It's the theater,
yeah.
Usually both.
Yeah.
Well, and then I was like, we should go bowling, and then my first thought was Town Hall Lanes. Because, again, I forget that Brian Lake Bowl has bowling.
Right.
Yeah, so, but...
if anybody does bowling at Brian Lake Bowl, let me know. I'll come join you. Or don't. Fuck you.
But the most important thing that happened this weekend was obviously, as you all know, Sunday was World Sword Swallowers Day.
Yeah.
Yay! Happy World Sword Swallowers Day.
The holiday of holidays.
Yes.
I haven't gotten either of your cards yet, so I'm expecting those to get in the mail eventually.
I actually sent you my card for that 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't gotten here yet.
I got one
7 years ago. Oh, okay. I haven't gotten this year's.
Yet.
So, you know, I'm sure it's coming. I sent that one shortly
after.
And
so
all,
it must be
all
lost.
Of all of the listeners and everything, you know, and people that follow me on Instagram and stuff like that. I'm waiting for those. They haven't. The mail must just be slow. Fuck Trump.
Right.
Yeah. That too.
That's
clearly
yeah,
what's going on.
Honestly, agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I celebrated obviously as you do.
Oh, right. How?
By drinking. Right.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
How else do you celebrate things?
Well, I mean, apparently I go to Smash Park and then the Lodge of Lazarus Crow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I just said earlier. I literally just told you.
Yes.
I celebrated by going to the gym, so...
You know what? Hey, as long as you're celebrating it, I don't care.
Yeah, she threw back some iron in a different way.
Yeah, yes. No, you do. You do you. That's... Yeah. Everybody's allowed to do what they want to do.
Great.
Yeah. Yep. Happy Swords Followers Day, Salsa.
Yeah, happy belated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good way to do a stupid thing, but really well.
I mean,
as well as I can, I guess. Yeah.
Honestly, that's the dream.
Even if I didn't do it well, I still do it.
Yeah.
So that's all that really
most of the stupid
matters.
Shit I do badly, too. It's really it.
We know, yeah. James. We're aware. Yeah.
And then my wife and I had a very, very romantic date doing our taxes.
Aww.
That is weirdly sweet.
It kind of is. We sat with our laptops in front of our fireplace with boxes of documents and
that's wonderful.
And did taxes.
I love that.
And proceeded to rip our hair out because our taxes are fucking complicated.
It could be easy.
Yeah. Did you have international taxes this year?
No. Specifically because I didn't actually get paid for the Busker Festival.
Oh.
Okay.
I was given board. I was given a place to, like, the hostel was paid for.
Okay.
But I was not paid by the event.
You did not receive funds.
Exactly. And we had already talked to our tax person last year about how we were going to do this, and he was like, yeah, if they're not paying you, then you're fine.
Yeah.
So, nice. But still, like, and I was, like, messaging Porter, and I was talking about taxes, and he was like, yeah, I just go to Fox Tax, and I'm like, we use Fox Tax, too. But unlike what you're talking about and just throwing some receipts at him and saying, do the thing, we have the kids and all of their shit and the Fondazzi and Casimir and her being a teacher, which has all sorts of different more levels of complication. Jesus and Christ. So it's just like there are way more layers
medical
of
expenses
complication.
And
so... Like, when it comes time to fill out the, like, organizer, it's not like
put up your W-2 and fill out five fields and you're done. Well, it's like, God, we have
those days.
We have pages and pages of stuff we need to fill out.
Mm-hmm. We have hired a friend's tax service. They do a fantastic job. They've been preparing people's taxes for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And since we have a lot of business questions and things like that, they're going to do our taxes with mm-hmm. us and also advise us on how we should structure business income and expenditures and things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's why I love Fox, is because they specifically deal with performers and artists and like, very specifically know how to deal with people like myself and my wife.
But they know how to deal with you?
Exactly. But like both my wife,
here's a ball. Can they explain to me?
But both my wife and I are both self-employed businesses, and so like there's a whole level of complexity involved. Yeah, like
Jesus Christ,
you know, what percentage of your telephone do you use for business purposes every year?
Fuck.
Like that sort of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you use mileage for your car to drive places, but like, the car can't be older than 10 years, otherwise mm-hmm. it doesn't count or for some fucking reason.
Huh.
And then, like, if you eat meals, that's fine, but you have to justify the meal, otherwise it's not a write-off, unless it's a per diem, in which case it is.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, there's just so many different, like...
Some of that makes sense to me, and the rest of it is
absolutely, absolutely, but, like, like, I understand, like, if there was just a very clear, like, tax document that said... enter information here and this mm-hmm, and this, but mm-hmm, there's that's not the way it is.
No,
it's you need somebody who knows where to put that stuff and how to math to find the answer that goes into this field.
Knowing where to tap.
Yeah.
Many years ago, I actually did tax preparation.
Mm-hmm.
I worked under an enrolled agent and I learned so much.
Mm-hmm.
I did probably about five seasons under him because it's, you know, he only really needs somebody for
tax
time. And I learned so much. So I use TaxAct,
mm-hmm.
and I tell TaxAct what it needs to calculate for
me. No, you're wrong. Do this.
It's like, hey, are you sure about this thing? And I'm like, yep. And they're like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at
nothing about this surprises me.
Oh, absolutely. And
but I also don't have the intricacies that Salsa has.
Sure.
I have different intricacies, but they're all things that I can manage along the way.
I have different intricacies is the name of my sex tape.
Mm.
Oh, no, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But just like my wife's, you know, classroom write-offs and the kids, like summer camps and all those other things is just like, ugh. So much. There's so much. And again, it's individually, all of these things are self-explanatory, but you put them all together and it just becomes this mountain of stuff that is just like...
Mm-hmm. Put enough yarn together and it's a sweater.
Could you do the thing? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I bought a laptop this year. What percentage of my laptop gets used for business purposes that I can therefore write off the cost of my laptop?
Uh-huh.
You know, because I can't write off my whole laptop, but I can write off a percentage of my laptop.
Not the porn part.
No. No, that's for business research purposes. That goes under... maintenance, self-maintenance. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Employee retreat.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Is that meditation? Is that...
Well, sometimes it's guided meditation.
It does calm me down. It's true.
Jesus, I'm glad something does.
Mm-hmm. Right. That. Thank you.
Yeah, you feel quite zen afterwards.
It's not the only thing you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. I've been guiding that for a little bit. Self-guided meditation.
Oh, gross.
Let's take a break.
Can we please? Do you have more to talk about, Salsa?
I mean, I can talk about
pornography
some more. Aside from pornography or masturbation... Do you have anything?
Is that what it's called these days?
I
for you, it could be.
We're gonna take
sneaky links.
ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
These are all terrible.
Yeah, are you sure that that's me? Are you sure that
these
isn't...
are really terrible? Can we have a good joke that we can please start this on?
I gave you 5 good jokes
they were
earlier.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, fuck you. They were amazing.
They were okay. They weren't like
they were
punchy
incredible.
Enough to start. We need something
What
good.
I will say is that they arrived under budget and ahead of schedule.
Also that, but that doesn't mean they were enough to have a good punch to start this recording.
I handed you so many presents earlier. You get nothing else from me.
I guess we'll just start on that disappointing note. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
B flat is a disappointing note. I'm Jenna.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Time for an interesting fact.
Ooh.
Hey, y'all. Thermal expansion is a thing, right?
Uh-huh. I've heard of it.
We're
Jenna's familiar with the basic tenets of thermodynamics.
Yeah, I understand the basic laws of thermal expansion.
We've been through high school physics. We understand how thermal expansion works.
Sure.
All right. So, quiz.
Mm-hmm.
How much taller would you guess the Eiffel Tower is in the summer versus the winter?
I have what might be a weird guess.
All right.
And it's probably wrong.
Sure.
But I'm going to guess that it's taller in the winter.
You're wrong.
You're okay. wrong. No, he's asking for an actual number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't say...
Yeah, that wasn't a trick question. That was just how much. Thermal expansion is a thing. How much taller do you think it is?
I thought it would have been extremely weird if, due to the particular architecture and the way that it interacted...
Nope, the question was, by how much does it get taller?
Okay.
And I'm going to say... 17 feet.
That is a guess.
Yep.
It's a bit extreme.
Yep.
This fact is going to be a lot less interesting now in comparison.
I was going to guess like 50 centimeters or something. Then
wow, he went metric on your ass.
All right, this is going to be a really disappointing fact now.
Oh, okay.
That really backfired because now my fact is going to be really, really underwhelming.
Don't ask me to guess then. Fucking what? Go big or go home.
I am, well.
France.
Go back to
France.
French architecture.
Yeah.
From the World's Fair.
The Eiffel Tower can get 15 centimeters taller.
15
the summer due to thermal expansion.
Huh. That's a good size.
Yeah. All right. It was better when I read it earlier.
Huh.
So, all right.
That's still really neat, though.
That's roughly like, half a foot.
I would say roughly.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like 7 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 2.2 kilograms to the pound, and I'm trying to remember what the conversion for
2.54.
Yeah.
2.54 centimeters to the inch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I usually just rounded it 2.5 personally, yeah. Because
yeah,
so math
six,
is hard.
It's basically 6 inches. Yes.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Yeah. All right.
6 inches is perfect, huh?
Yes. All right. Let's have a different fact because one kind of flopped.
It was a 6-inch flop.
It was a 6-inch flop. Had a date like that once.
this might be one.
Just okay. One.
Because I am a history person, so this is just something I know, and I'm always really bad at knowing what other people know.
Oh, that's fair. I get that a lot. Yeah.
So
because it seems like it's common knowledge.
Yeah, the same way about spreadsheets.
But it ends up being exactly. Too common knowledge.
Yeah. For me, this is just something. It doesn't everybody know this? And then people are like, "What, uh-huh. really?" And I'm like, "So if you already know this one, I apologize. But have you ever heard of the Cadaver Synod?"
I have not.
No.
Oh, have I? Go ahead.
Right? I'm like, wait. Right. I don't think that happened.
Also, I want to take a break to say that would be the most fucking metal.
It is pretty metal. Name. Well, we'll find. Let's find. Okay, so the year is 897.
Okay.
Pope Stephen decides.
This is why they started going with like pious and stuff.
Pope Stephen decides that the previous pope was absolutely a heretic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And he says, because back then, unlike today, back then things, the popehood was very political. Right?
Right.
very different from today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, no, the last guy didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Clearly, he was in league with the devil. He was a heretic.
Yeah.
So he has them dig up the cadaver of the previous pope and puts him on trial.
Mm-hmm.
Puts his rotting, stinking corpse on trial at the Vatican. And there's some poor priest who has to be his defense lawyer.
Fuck.
And they're just like, you're going to be his defense lawyer. And the poor priest's like,
because the guy who microwaved fish at seminary.
It's a fucking foregone conclusion what this is going to be. This is a kangaroo court. And like, but you're going to be the defense
lawyer. The best of times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he's.
It's a dead kangaroo court.
So, disinters the body, puts him on trial, finds him guilty. What a surprise for all of these things. Declares all of his papal declarations null and void.
All right.
Okay.
How long had the previous pope been pope? How many years of declarations?
I don't actually.
I'm going to guess by that time, probably a very small number.
But here's the thing. Inadvertently, that also meant that every single person who had been ordained as a priest or nun in that time period was also technically not. So there was repercussions here that were not entirely foreseen, but like because suddenly the Pope, who had the authority to grant everybody, was not the Pope, and therefore did not have the authority to grant priesthood and everything to. So it was a whole thing. So they declare him, you know, this terrible blah blah blah, and they're like, okay, so they unceremoniously chuck the dead the Pope's bodies in the Tiber. In the river.
Yes.
They're just like, you're a heretic. You can't be buried in the basilica anymore.
Yeah.
They throw his body in the river. And obviously what happens then is some farmer finds the body and suddenly all of his body parts become relics and are worshipped as holy relics in the schism that fucking obviously happened after this.
Yeah.
That was the thing that happened. And then eventually Stephen was like...
It was the best game of Got Your Nose ever.
So Pope Stephen at this point is also deposed.
Right.
To nobody's surprise. Is thrown in prison and later dies in prison. And the Catholic Church kind of quietly at that point goes, none of that actually happened. And so, he was absolutely...
Books weren't canon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of like, okay, the whole...
In the very real
everything that
sense.
This guy said is none of that happened. This guy was the Pope.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Mm-hmm. Is the Pope Catholic?
The Pope is a Catholic figurehead.
in the classical sense of the meaning of the word Catholic?
Is the
like
Pope,
universal?
Is yeah. the Pope Catholic?
Do you have the sound effect for the fucking klaxons queued up?
Yeah, exactly. The answer is no.
Yeah.
The person that we think of as the Pope, his official title is not the Pope.
Okay.
His official title is like Bishop of Rome or Cardinal of Rome or something like that. His okay. ex blah, blah, blah. But none right. of his actual official titles are Pope.
Okay.
There is a man whose official title is Pope. And he is the leader of the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Pope...
So the Pope...
Is the leader of the Eastern Orthodox yeah. Church.
And is therefore not Catholic.
And is okay. therefore not Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So is the Pope Catholic?
No.
No. The answer is actually no, he's not.
I'm going to have to remember that to bring back to Joe. Because he isn't Catholic anymore. But boy, howdy, does he have a lot to say about Catholicism. And like
well, many ex-Catholics
like,
do.
He, no, but I mean, like, he talks about it. He's like, say what you will, but Catholicism has a great fandom and wonderful props.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And just the theatrics of
yeah,
it.
The lore.
Oh, yeah.
And he...
World
he takes a weird kind of, like...
The fan fiction.
Yeah.
He takes a weird kind of cultural pride...
Okay.
In Catholicism,
sure, I understand
but
that.
It's
yeah.
just not, you know, not religious. And he didn't have a bad experience. He was an altar boy and didn't have a bad experience in the huh. Catholic Church.
Yeah, no, I was also
but,
altar
boy. Yeah. yeah. But anytime I fuck with him over his Catholicism
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
say something specifically to piss him off by being a prod, mm-hmm. a dirty, filthy prod,
mm-hmm.
oh my God, it's delicious. So I'm very excited to tell him that the Pope isn't Catholic and to see what kind of nonsense yeah. comes out of his mouth.
I will... yeah.
This pleases me.
So the person who we think of as the Pope, the leader of the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. his official title is Bishop of Rome, Vicar of Jesus Christ, Successor of the Prince of the Apostles, Supreme Pontiff of the Universal Church, Primate of Italy, Archbishop and Metropolitan of the Roman Province, Sovereign of the Vatican City State, and Servant to the Servants of God. That is his official title. None of that says Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Gesundheit.
Yep.
Mother of Dragons, first of his name.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Jon Snow.
You know nothing.
This is the king of the north.
King of the north.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So let me see. What else do we do here? What were we talking about?
Yeah.
We were talking about something earlier, and I was like, that'd be a great topic.
Was it about these gains?
These sick puppies.
I could flex.
God damn it. All right, this is great radio, but never mind.
Yeah.
I was like, I've got a topic, and now I don't remember what the fuck.
Oh, I need to write shit down.
Yeah, I know. Just don't at me, bro.
Oh, God.
I'm literally at you. I drove here.
Don't. I just said don't.
I heard what you said. I do what I want.
Not in my house, you don't.
Oh, wow. Are you guys going to fight? Mm. Are you going to tussle?
No. Smacks of effort.
And then maybe the keys.
And then the keys.
Oh, my God. You guys are stupid.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's heated rivalry, but only one of us likes hockey.
God.
All right.
No, actually, I love hockey.
Yeah. Hockey's great.
Who doesn't? All right.
We're all here for hockey.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. If you could, what? Are you going to be okay there?
If
I didn't start okay.
If maybe the keys. If you could invent a holiday,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you celebrate and when?
St. Excelsior Day, and we would celebrate Excel spreadsheets.
That's pretty good.
That's I like that. When what time of year?
I feel like I feel like it would have to be 1-1. But you guys have seen the Venn diagram of the incel versus XL.
Yeah.
And there's the middle part is can't tell whether or not something's a date.
Yeah.
So like I don't know that the date actually matters.
Okay, that's fair. That's valid.
It's kind of where
it could be 11/4, and that's either the 4th of November or it's the 11th of
European
April.
Or
yeah. No, I like that.
You have to celebrate it on both.
February 29th.
Comes around once in a blue moon.
Anyway, Saint Excelsior.
I like it.
Okay, how would you celebrate?
By organizing everything.
Oh,
everything has to be.
I think it would be a spring holiday then.
Probably spring. Spring's spring probably holiday. The better time for it.
Yeah.
It could be the start of your spring cleaning.
So the Saint Excelsior Lent is spring cleaning.
Well, you could make a list.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You could check it twice.
And to check it, and you could
you're allowed to pivot your table.
Yeah, you could document it in a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
The celebratory party foods would be
all cubes.
Dates?
Nope. Dates. Okay, also those. Actually I'm gonna go with charcuterie.
Okay.
Because you can have like your dates. Dates are great charcuterie food.
Yeah.
But then you can have columns of crackers
and cheeses.
And it's all in columns, right? Like you just do that in columns.
The traditional meal is traditional charcuterie. Meal.
And you're having some of everything.
Some of everything.
Yeah. A little bit of dim sum.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
Shit.
Also.
All right.
Also that.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Delightful.
I was thinking like St. Putter's Day.
For puttering around?
Yeah. Should spend.
Because I hate putting at a golf course.
Some of your time in your garage, basement, or workshop. You are not allowed to clean. You are encouraged to make something that is not for sale.
Ooh. Or not intended for sale.
Yeah, that you're not going to sell. It could be a gift. It could also be exchanged for someone else's St. Putter's Day thing.
Okay, sure.
But the objective is not to like clean your workshop or your garage or your whatever.
Uh-huh.
The objective is just to be there and do things. Exist in that space. Yeah.
Cool.
And, I think that if you do good works on that day, that then you are graced with the gift of an unusual tool that you can show off to your friends.
Like a planer that looks like an airplane?
Yeah. Or Salsa's taken photos of some unusual workshop tools and shown us before. You were at a museum and you asked your wife if you could buy them.
I was like, where are you going with this?
They were like $300 or something. And I recall the story.
I don't, but I believe you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's, for all trades. So it could be, it could be art. You could be doing that in your studio. You could be fixing a neighbor's lawnmower. You could be making a small stool for a dollhouse. You could be making a little wedge to put under the wobbly table. Something, whatever it is. You're doing a thing. You're puttering.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. What celebratory foods would you have?
I think those who are of age have a 3-2 beer.
Mm. Okay.
Those of the age and inclination. It is right. by no means compulsory.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But if not that, then a soda in a glass bottle.
This feels like a summer holiday.
I think so.
It does feel like a summer holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking that this is maybe early summer, like late May, mm-hmm. early June.
Yeah. I would say early June.
Early June.
Late May still feels still spring. Like spring
yeah.
to me.
Well, especially for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
St. Peter's Day.
I don't have a good name for mine yet. Maybe you can workshop that one with me. But okay. The holiday would be to take all of those half-finished projects that kind of got put on the wayside and Ooh. Just finish them. Or at least bring them back to the like to the fore, uh-huh. and okay. say, you know, just like you've got that quilt that I've got in a box upstairs that I've had since college, that has just kind of been languishing. It's just like, okay, no, it's the holiday for reminding yourself that this is a project to mm-hmm. maybe you shouldn't do it.
Maybe you only make progress on that project once a year, but it's on this holiday.
No, it would be very no. specifically for projects that you were working on, and then just for some reason or another,
no, I get
kind
that.
Of got backburnered, yeah. and you forgot.
White Rabbit Day.
Because
he's consistently checking his little watch and saying, I'm late, I'm late. And he's always hopping around, but never quite gets to whatever.
I was trying to think of something about crossing the finish line.
Yeah.
But yeah. Traditional meal would be leftovers.
Obviously,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Okay,
for sure.
Yeah.
Now, are these intentional leftovers, or are these?
I mean, for a holiday, yes, you would absolutely want. Yeah. But I think it would be a winter. Probably a winter
maybe holiday. Early winter. Early,
yeah, maybe.
Early winter.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But just...
I
think you're right. Early winter, because then once you've kind of gone, okay, here are all the projects that I have forgotten about over time, now I have winter to work on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that a lot. It makes me think of a different holiday to have.
Because they do have mm-hmm. those holidays that are like the beginning of a season,
mm-hmm. right?
And that would be what kind of this is the beginning of the season of hunkering down in the winter and doing crafts.
I like that a lot. Nesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know that nesting is quite how I.
I see where you're going with it though, but
yeah.
Not quite right, but I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, that's I think that's what I would do. Is kicking off that winter craft season.
What do we think of something like Burroughs Day or Burroughs Week, something like that, where
we just read Edgar Rice Burroughs?
You exist in your burrow for a week. You don't go anywhere if you can help it.
That's my year.
You aren't working that week.
That's my year.
Yeah. I get this. You are allowed to do crafts, especially with your family, and you are encouraged to play games. You are encouraged to read stories out loud mm-hmm. together as a family.
This sounds like Christmas to me.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like...
But for a week.
Huh?
But for a week, and you don't go anywhere, and you don't necessarily exchange gifts.
Well, I mean, we give each other the books, but...
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a way you could celebrate other holidays, but...
Yeah, but just a whole week in January...
Mm.
Like in the middle of January.
I could see after a week would be too long. Absolutely. I think a week would be too long.
I think
of just hunkering down with the family and doing board games with my family for a week.
Well, that's what
two or 3 days, yeah, not a problem. A week.
Crafts the next day.
We would hate each other.
Go have snowball fights in the backyard the next day.
I figured out the name of your holiday.
Oh. Oh.
Fulfillment Day.
Ooh, I love
it. Oh, wow.
That is good.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very project manager-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what I would do.
I like it.
Hey, dear listener, what holiday would you invent, and when would it be, and what would you eat? What would your rites and rituals be for your holiday? Hey, maybe if it's a really good one, we might celebrate it. More than likely, we'll just forget about it in 3 weeks. But
right,
it's nice
I
to dream.
Probably won't.
It's nice to dream.
Yeah. I still celebrate Wolf Newt.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I remember Wolf Newt, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it's an adorable story.
I feel like I know I've heard the word before, but I don't remember what it is.
Hmm. It's a holiday a little boy came up with, and it's adorable and wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's, I know the name, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a holiday for celebrating wolves and their descendants, in particular dogs. Yep. So you do nice things for dogs.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And eat a dog themed cake.
Cake.
I like cake.
Cake is
we're
so good.
Idiots.
Yes, yes,
we are. For sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, we should
stop
this. Hey, what do you all say? Do you have anything to give a shout out to, or person, or place, or idea, or concept?
I'm going to give a shout out to Walkable Community. Because I live in Uptown, and I love, like, half of my... I went 5 different places on Sunday, and it was all walkable.
I wasn't sure if walkable community was, like, a specific thing, or just, in general, walkable communities.
Well, like, walkable communities as a concept. Like, that's the actual phrase used for it.
I wasn't sure if that was a proper name for, like, a store.
Nope. Okay. Ah. No, that's... Walkable community is the term for a community that you can walk.
Just clarifying that.
Yep.
Sure.
But yeah, it's the general term for it.
Yep.
But yeah, I went to, like I said, like 4 different places.
Nice.
All by walk. Like, I got back from the one thing that I needed my car for in the morning, and then I just walked around.
It's great.
Doing my various things, and I love being able to do that. And like, you run into people that you know, and I went to one place and to meet with a friend, and then a neighbor was there, so I chatted with him for a bit till my friend got there. Like, just there's something nice about having that kind of community just right there where you're at.
Yeah.
So
it's all too rare in this country, though.
Mm-hmm.
They exist, but yeah, they're usually little pockets of places.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to move out of Uptown, because that is my community.
Sure, yeah.
And it's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
No, living in places like Europe, is like that's the whole town. It's just like, that's how everybody gets around.
That's fucking amazing. Yeah. Places that I visited where driving not only isn't preferred, but it actually sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And walking is amazing.
Well, right. I mean, when you're in a town that was founded in like... the 1300s,
yeah,
they were not built for cars.
No.
And so, like, you just... The streets are narrow and
they're starting
and
to get
shitty.
American trucks, and it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's and they don't go a lot of places. Ugh. So, like, you walk around in the old town, and it's like they've got a bakery and a cheesemonger and a meat store, and, like, you just walk to the shops. And you know, that's where you do your shopping. And then you walk to the bus station if you need to go somewhere else. It's an absolute delight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolute delight.
Yeah. No, definitely a good one. I like that one, Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
James?
Shout out to therapists.
Yes.
Partner who had a birthday this last couple of whiles is a therapist. And I am reminded continually that a lot of the well-being of my social circles depends on the hard work of therapists, and especially like good therapists.
I'm right here, James. And, Jesus.
And it's really difficult. All the difficulty that your average person has finding a good therapist that can help them, therapists have that same problem.
Right.
And even maybe a little worse. And so they bear a lot of the burden for others without necessarily having the same relief.
Right.
And that's fucking hard, and it's important work, and it's good. So thanks to them for what is not necessarily a thankless job, but kind of an invisible job in many regards.
Oh, one that people don't know enough to be able to appreciate to its fullest extent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think therapists are appreciated, but like...
Yeah.
You don't know everything that goes into it, so, yeah.
For certain.
Yeah. Salsa.
I'm going to be pretty obvious on mine. World Sword Swallowers Day was this last Saturday. So, big, huge shout-out to all my glommers out there. It's a tiny little community that we're a part of, and I'm so proud to be a part of it, and... so incredibly awed by everybody who can do it and is part of this little group.
Yeah.
And really anybody in the crazy stupid sword side show arts. But this day's just for us
for you. You and your swords.
Yep. Swords. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Oh, boy, howdy do I. I've actually got two things. You shut your horn mouth as I'm talking.
Oh, I do.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, James.
Vilification Tennis, third Sunday of the month. This month is Star Trek themed, but next month is our fucking amateur show.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
And always is.
Holy shit. It is shaping up to be nuts. We've talked about some of the stuff that's going to happen that the amateurs know about. We've talked about some of the stuff that they don't. And it's always real big and dumb and exciting. And it means a lot to amateurs to have a lot of people there supporting them too.
Absolutely.
We don't ever have problems selling that one out
either,
but go there.
Yeah.
See the future.
All right,
late on a Santa.
So this Thursday at the Bryant Lake Bowl at 7 p.m. is the 5th annual Monster Science Awards.
Bah, 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 bah.
I will be a presenter there, also featuring the talents of Amber Bjork, Rita Borsman, Allison Broering, Josh Carson, Christina Fjellman, Jay Kistler, Heather Mayer, Derek Lee Miller, Jen Scott, Tim Uren, Duck Washington, and me.
Holy shit.
And hosted by the Reverend Matt and Agent Alora. Who will win Best Picture? Who will win Second Best Picture? Who will win Best Action Figure in which the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cross over with another major entertainment franchise?
Amazing.
Because this is the world, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Be there and be seen. Definitely that. I am really excited for what I'm doing and what I'm wearing. And that's going to be glorious. The other thing that's happening this month, the entire month of March, I am participating in Fantastic Voyages March to the Stage Joke Tournament.
Oh, shit.
It is on Tuesdays and Fridays on their Facebook page. They give a prompt for a different type of joke. So on Tuesdays, it's Tagline Tuesday. You come up with taglines for whatever word they provide. And then on Fridays, it's Frisky Fridays. So sex with me is like.
Ooh, lar, lar.
And they provide the prompt.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us participating in the tournament will be commenting on those with our jokes, and we can do as many as we want or can come up with. And we people will vote with their reacts.
Oh.
So you could, if you saw my joke on there, you could give a little laugh react and I would get a point. You could give it a heart react and I would get a point. You could give it an angry face and I would get a point. You could do a little crying face, which would give me a point and make me smile a little bit.
That's so, right, folks. Any attention is good attention.
That's it, exactly. it is no secret that this is absolute pandering to get people to pay attention to the page. So go to Fantastic Voyage Improv. Go like their page. You should do that already anyway. Yeah, they put on really fun shows. They put on a few different shows every month. Fantastic short form improv.
And they're sweethearts.
They are some of the sweetest people. But then, on Tuesdays and Fridays, go take a look at those jokes, at those prompts, and then go react to my jokes.
Hell yeah.
The one thing I will say is that the bracket was pulled on Saturday. I am in a completely different branch than friend and former vilifier Duck Washington.
Ooh.
Or, well, former castmate to me. He's still currently a vilifier. Yeah. Yeah. So we're both participating.
Current vilifier, former castmate.
That. We're both participating in this. But the only way we will go against each other is if we make it to the final round.
Holy
together.
Shit.
So,
hmm?
Go to the page, continue to vote for us so that we can face off at the end of the month with the ultimate in short form improv jokes.
Nice.
I would love, I did this a couple of years ago, and I came in fourth.
So
and
you've got nowhere to go but down.
Shut up. I'm going to win this year.
I was going to say,
oh, I suppose
you would. The duck has the advantage because he's a vilifier?
No. I'm worried the duck has the advantage because he's funnier than me.
That is also true. He's way more popular than me,
probably because he's nicer than me.
Ooh,
there's a lot of reasons why I think Duck has the upper hand. None of them have to do with vilification tennis.
He's one of those people that I'm angry he's so talented, but he's so fucking talented that I just like him.
Oh my god, it's so mad.
He does something else. You're like, god damn it, you're good at that too.
So yeah, I am hoping to face off against Duck because I just think that would be fun.
Yeah.
So go to the page, go like it, check out the page on Tuesdays and Fridays and react to a bunch of things. Those that get the most points will move forward in their respective brackets. This week I am up against Sue Collingwood, who is just a delight.
Yeah.
Sue is a delight. And one of those out of the box jokesters, that just so wonderful. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun round, and if I don't make it past this round, I'm going to be very sad, but I will have lost to Sue, who is a delight, so,
yeah.
Yeah, anyway, go to the page, help me win.
Do it.
I am blatantly pandering. Please give
Red
me your
pandering.
Votes. Red pandering. Yay. I'll have links for salsa.
Okay.
Put in the show notes.
Try to remember to do that.
Please do.
Shit.
Oh my god.
I'm honest.
I very specifically put descriptions on the links last week because one of them was a short URL.
Yeah.
So you took out the descriptions. So one of them was just the short URL and it didn't say what it was.
I usually just do the links.
But I very specifically had to put a description on the one because it was a shortened URL.
I thought those descriptions were for my benefit.
No.
Well, I mean, yours and everyone's.
Okay. And everyone's. Yeah.
All right, well, sorry.
Not everything is just for you, Salsa.
It kind of is.
Fuck.
But the short URL, I spent
God damn
all that
it,
time
the
typing things
really
up.
Killed me.
It really is. Yeah. Anyway, I was just like, also, this is the link that I shortened for you. You're welcome, asshole.
Yeah. That's the one I put on there.
That's how he knew you were talking to him, because you called him an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, I called him an asshole after the fact. I don't know. I figured it out beforehand.
And before.
And during.
Yeah.
Well, but not in that specific situation. The context matters, James.
I used to be an asshole. Matters. I still am, but I used to, too.
But he used to, too.
God damn it. I hate everybody now. So
that's
mad.
Justified.
Fuck all of you. Can I go home yet?
No, no. Firm but fair.
Can I go home yet?
Yeah, I mean, if you're done.
I did say I was done.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Yeah. Sorry, there was too much bumfuckery
going on.
Yeah,
we're busy being an asshole.
Yeah.
I get it.
Uh-huh.
Fucking maybe listen to me too. Once in a while.
I'm
God
sorry,
damn
you
it.
Said what?
Fuck off.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. If you would like to send in a Fast 5, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast 5, and fill out the form. And we'll do that on the air. That'll be pretty cool. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.